Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, right on schedule, said this was coming. Here it is. Been all over this since last year. I said this would spread, and it is. We're seeing it move to Minnesota and Oregon now. This idea that if you believe yourself to be transgender and you are a minor child seeking hormone treatment, if you can get to one of these states with a trans refuge bill, they will take custody of you. Or they'll deny custody to, like, say, your dad. Like, say, for instance, your mom and dad got a divorce, dad's got custody, but mom wants to transition you, dad doesn't. Mom wants the puberty blockers, dad doesn't. Mom can kidnap you from South Carolina, take you to Minnesota or California, and the judge is ruling that mom is nuts, has had to have psychological help, and dad is the sole caregiver. Null and void. Null and void. Whatever parent can get the kid to the state can get the treatment. For a minor child who, of course, cannot consent to treatment that could potentially sterilize them.
Yeah.
Okay, and I've been saying for a long time, this is all, they don't actually care about trans people. The left is using them to build the legal, fundamental legal basis for this idea of self, right to self-identity. This is what all this is about. This is why never has so much political capital by the Democrats or any other group been exercised on so small a group as transgender individuals. Why are they doing this with the passion they're doing? Because they're building the legal foundation that the child self-identity must be honored, affirmed, and complied with by the parents. It is straight out of the Chinese Communist Revolution. Where parents lived in fear of their children turning them in. So I said, listen, this is exactly, so for they would get this trans bill, they'd get it through in California, they did last year, they just got it through in Minnesota, they're trying it in Oregon. By the way, they want to do this for abortion too. If you can get, if you're a minor, you can get to one of these states, they take custody of you for the abortion. Okay, so all of that. This is just, to understand, this is just the beginning though. Here's the new bill, the follow-up trans bill in California. Again, Leanne, I just want to emphasize, I don't have any problem with you if you're transgender and you're an adult. If you, whatever you want to do, pursuit of happiness, all right? We all got to be able to pursue our happiness. I don't have any problem, and I never have. I'm never going to make an moral argument because it's just not my business. But when you have school guidance counselors being given the ability to kidnap the child if mom and dad are not sufficiently woke, now I got a problem. This is from an interview this morning on Fox where they're talking about this. This new bill, if your child goes to a school official, goes to a counselor at school and says, mom and dad won't affirm my new identity. Won't let me dress as a boy. Won't let me take the puberty blockers because I'm 11. Won't let me sterilize myself. Won't let me take my breasts off. And you go to a school counselor, they are to turn around and tell DSS, and DSS comes and picks you up because that's abuse. So as parents, they're going to have to be very careful if this passes what they say in their own homes around their kids. Here's one mom who is fighting this in California. This is the full horror of it from Fox News this morning, but it's exactly where I told you they were going.
Fight them. Hurt them.
Oh, wrong one. I'm sorry.
If they put
different one.
Fight them.
Okay, hold on
hurt
just a second.
Them.
All right, that was the... Sorry, that was the trans call to violence, which is also very exciting. Okay, I'm going to have that in a sec. But this is what it lets them do in California. And I mean, parents need to really pay attention to this, because if you get the Democrats in charge again at the national level with enough votes in the House and the Senate to pull this off, this is exactly where they're going here, where you have to be afraid in your own home of what you say around your own kids, because they could turn you in and you will immediately lose custody. And I wish I had the audio, because it was really good, but unfortunately I don't have it right now.
Well, it's just, to me, this is still so stunning that we've got a situation where you have got the children are being allowed to make life-changing decisions about their bodies and their future fertility, and could also make a decision about whether or not, as a minor, they could have an abortion. But yet you have liberals are arguing that people who were in custody because of charges, they have not reached the age of cognitive ability till the age of 26 in order to be held responsible for those. And so that's why we should have these no bail and, you know, and ignore charges on violent crimes from folks who were 26 and younger.
You know, that's a great point, because that came out of Minnesota, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we're not going to have criminal charges for people who commit murder under the age of 26, because their brains aren't developed, so we can't charge them.
So as usual, liberals want to have everything both ways.
Good point. I had forgotten about that. That was like 2 weeks ago's outrage. Yeah. So now you would still be like legally remanded to have counseling and stuff like that, where they talk to you and I guess you work out your grievances. But no, you wouldn't be sentenced to any kind of hard prison time for murder before the age of 26. Okay, here it is on the kidnap bill, and she's calling it a kidnap bill in California. Watch this. This is going to spread like wildfire. Here's mom fighting it.
I call this bill the state-sanctioned kidnapping bill. In the world of transgenderism, that means that a child who goes to a school counselor and says that they are transgender and that their parent won't support them, that child can be whisked off to an LGBTQ community facility and not come home from school that day.
Minnesota Democrats are advancing similar legislation. The so-called Trans Refuge Bill would give the state emergency custody of children whose parents deny them so-called gender-affirming care. The bill is heading to the state's...
So that's the care, Lee, but it's also not affirming. So in other words, if the child just says, hey, like, you know, I want to wear boys' clothes, I'm a girl, and you don't go along with it, you could lose custody. This is where they want to get. They want to get right in front of kid, right between kids and their, because you know every kid has that phase of rebellion. I'm not going to church. I'm not. You can't make me. Yes, I can. I'm your mom. Get in the car. And you know, well, now that's your identity. You don't identify as a Baptist, Catholic, Protestant. Mm-hmm. So mom and dad cannot make you get in that car. Oh, is that an anti? That church doesn't affirm your non-binary predisposition? Oh, no. You can't be made to go there. Half the kids in this country be like, oh, I'm non-binary. I'm not going to church. You can't make me, Mom. And at that point, you can't make them. You can't.
Once again, dancing on the grave of the First Amendment.
Yeah, any way they can
get
there.
Dead and buried. Dead and buried.
Dead and buried. That's where they're going. Because you wait, this bill, they're going to say, Mom and Dad make me go to a church that does not affirm my identity. And then it's on. It's on. They may even get there with this bill. And then you have that climate of fear in your home that if you as a parent are not sufficiently woke enough to keep your woke child happy, you have to fear losing them all the time. You have to fear an investigation by Department of, you know, by DSS, all of it. You also have to fear, you know, if you're next door to one of these states, school counselor picks your kid up and drives him there. And we're going to need to have, in our states, we're going to have anti-kidnapping bills, where if you're an adult and you move a child to one of these states for this purpose, you are charged felony-level kidnapping. I mean, it's going to take that to slow this down. But this is, I mean, you want to talk about a civil war. This is a civil war. It's not a shooting civil war, but it's absolutely a cultural civil war with, you know, functionally, constitutionally American territories and post-American territories, as I've been saying for a long time.
It's just interesting how, once again, liberalism is going for this individual civil right on this issue, but in so many other areas, they are absolutely individual rights are abhorrent to them. They have no concern for your the rights of anyone for property or to do what they want to with their own business or to say what they want to say. It's just, you know, it stuns me how they always have to take it, everything to both extremes. And they think that there's nothing wrong with them getting on both sides of an issue.
And then just censoring whoever points
exactly,
that out.
I mean, exactly.
Because you don't have to win an argument anymore. Meanwhile, the UK Daily Mail reporting, can you even imagine this if it was our side? The Trans Day of Vengeance.
Yeah.
Protest.
Yeah.
Is going forward at the Supreme Court. Despite the Nashville school trans shooting killing, you know, six in a bloody rampage. And for complaining about this to the Department of Justice, asking for an investigation, which we absolutely should have. This is a hate crime that was committed.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And it will not be pursued in that way. And obviously the perpetrator here is deceased. But this is certainly a hate crime, period. And no, it was not hate from the school.
No, it's the shooter. And she's asking good questions. What medications was this person on? She says they need to know for sure where the guns were gotten from, especially make sure there was no, like, over state lines help from these violent trans vengeance groups, that the shooter procured the guns all by themselves, that there was no other involvement. I mean, these are classic things that would be absolutely investigated if, and should be, if it was, you know, some pro-Trump group.
And by the way, Joe Biden lied about there being AK-47s involved. They were not AK-47s.
Didn't he say some crazy thing like the bullet goes in your body and explodes like a bomb?
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Just give him some more ice cream. Send him on his way.
Please.
Before he does any damage. Just shove the ice cream in his mouth, Jill.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Best news of the day, guys, because this is like half my audience. New dating poll found it is great to be a bald guy. It is a great time to be short, bald, and single. This is the most accepted those things have ever been. A third of people currently looking for a man said that being bald and under 5'7" would have no impact on the decision to date them. So if this is holding you back, you shouldn't let it. Overall, 63% of singles said personality is more important than looks. Yeah, but you better have a personality if you don't have looks. Look, that's just human nature. It applies to all of us. So if you're a short guy who's losing his hair, congratulations, you've got the total package. You didn't know this, did you? Now, notice it does not say in here. It does not say fat. Look, I just break it down for you. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't. I'm a good person. But I mean, I like to lay it out how it is. So yeah, it's what I thought. I thought short, but no, wait. Okay, short, check, bald, check. Nope, can't be fat. That's not in here. But you can control that. That's the good thing. You cannot control the short or the bald. We've been on this very important trend for a while here on this show. And it really started the first couple of years. I've been here 8 years, for those of you who are new to our WOD listening family. Almost nine. Because in the beginning, women began, I don't know if it was because more men who were bald were starring in things than we had seen before, but women began kind of digging bald guys. And the sort of bald look began to gain in acceptance of popularity. See, this is an all-time high. So short, bald dudes. 63% of singles said thumbs up. I'll take that. Notice it doesn't say fat. See, so it does not say fat. So you need to get on a PhD weight loss plan if you're short and bald, but also fat. Huh. No, wait. This could be a bonus fee. Listen to this. 36% said they'd feel more comfortable. This is the ladies. The more comfortable making the first move on a guy if he's short. Or missing some hair up top, or both. So you might not even have to do anything. Just kind of stand by the bar and put out a good vibe. You're still going to need a good personality, though. And not to be fat. So one beer, no more. Stay out of the peanuts. Oh, are you kidding me? Listen to this. One benefit, they said, of dating a guy who's short and bald is he probably won't cheat on you. So, man, they're scoping you out at the bar. They're like, that dude's not cheating. He's short and bald, but not fat. 72% said that is part of the attraction of a short, bald guy. They said they would be less worried their man would cheat if he was short, bald, or seen as the less attractive one in the relationship. Overall, though, 63% of singles said personality is more important to them than looks. I agree with that. Have you ever had that phenomenon of dating somebody who you thought, like in the beginning when you started dating them, was good looking, and then by the time you've been with them for a few months, they're not anymore? And you start to think, like, how did I ever find that person good looking? And the person I would do that, and I've had it go the other way too, where I started somebody who's, you know, kind of average looking, and wow, they became beautiful to me over time. I've had that happen. I don't know if that happens to guys. It does for us women, though. It does for us women. Now, a couple of pointers from someone with great experience, being a woman, being female, have a long resume of womanhood. While we're doing the short, bald thing, right? Just apparently in now, it's not going to slow you down. Might actually be a benefit to you if you are slightly less attractive than she is, because then she doesn't have to worry about you cheating. Apparently that is really hip and hot, and 72%, right? A woman say, yeah, he's got a little less good looking than me. Okay, but you know what? You got to trim it up. Oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble for this segment. You got to trim it. And no, you do. Here's the thing. You cannot go half bald. You case you know. If you have to ask somebody. I did this segment before a couple of years ago. Guys were sending me pictures of themselves going, do I have to shave my head? I mean, yes, shave that. You got to go all the way. If you are like Matt Taibbi. Have you seen Matt Taibbi? God, Matt Taibbi needs a girlfriend. He's not a bad looking guy. I could make that guy so hot. You shave his head, right? And then a little facial hair. Because when you don't have the hair on top, you need something to soften you up. So, I mean, okay. This is how I have my husband, because I think he looks really good this way. He is shaved on top. He's bald on top. It's absolutely hot. I love it. And he's got, he keeps the goatee for me. Or the beard, depending. It's one of the two. But he keeps it really well trimmed up. And he would prefer not to have it. I know that. And I thank him all the time. He thanks for the facial hair. I just like it. I think that you need a little something to break it up. So, if you have to, here's the thing. If you have to ask a woman, am I at the point that I need to shave my head? You are at the point where you need to shave your head. Not a little bit. Because I see that men do this too. They kind of go halfway about it. Like they'll take the razor, not the razor, but like the shaver, like the electric shaver, and they'll shave it down to where they've got like, I don't know, quarter of an inch, half an inch. That's Matt Taibbi. Mm-mm. No, that doesn't work. You got to go all the way. Because when I say I like bald, and this is what I'm telling you from women. When I say I like bald, I mean like bald. I don't mean like pluck chicken. I mean bald. And you can rock it. So that's your soft spot right there. Admit to yourself your hair is done. Shave it. Don't be fat. But even if you're bald and short, what you're going for, your soft spot is a woman slightly more attractive than you. And she's going to want to date you because you won't cheat. 72% of women are like, well, he won't cheat. He's short and bald. You are a catch, my friend. It was not this way a decade ago, but things change. And I'm one of these really weird women. I've always found bald men attractive. If, you know, if you do it right, right? Especially, it's nothing like a guy with a tightly shaven head, with beard, very cleanly cut, or a goatee. I love a goatee. I just think they're kind of dangerous looking, like in leather on the back of a heart. Anyway, so that's me. But the bottom line is what I'm saying is scientifically based. So there you go. I can't wait to see what the text line looks like right now. I cannot wait. Texture. Oh, my gosh. I got all kinds of men want my emails. They can send me a picture. Ask if they should shave. Look, if it's receding and you can tell it's receding, just go for it. Shave it. And don't do it to Matt Tite. No, not half an inch. All of it gone. All of it gone. Those guy, that guy could have rocked those congressional hearings, but anyway. Texter writes, so glad to hear you here in Forest City. Tara, you are my hall pass. Oh, like to get out of work? How does that work? Texter writes, oh, it's true. Short, bald men make the best husbands and fathers. Yeah, but don't get fat because you won't live that long. Texter writes, no, be careful talking about bald people. Will Smith might slap you. Well, no, 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 no. Will Smith, my son. No, you can say, you can talk trash about men all you want. That's how our society works. You understand? As long as I'm not talking about bald women, I am covered. I can say whatever I want, especially when I'm talking about bald white men. You can say anything you want about white men in our society. It doesn't matter if it's true. And no one can slap you. Texter writes, good morning. I often drive to Atlanta for my job. I usually start losing word around the mile marker 27, Anderson exit. I'm currently at the Commerce, Georgia exit. So cool. You're coming in loud and clear. Yeah, because we're 98. See my shirt? 98.9 WRD. And for those of you who are asking, yes, this is the same outfit I wore yesterday. But I was just so jazzed about us being 98.9 WRD that I had to come in wearing the same outfit again and the same cap. But to answer your question, because this is being asked on the text, I'm like, yes, I did shower, and yes, I did wash these clothes. You know, I might wear it for the rest of the week. I'm going to consult with the management first. My husband emails in. Yeah, but if she's more attractive than the guy, will she cheat? Ow. I know. I don't know. That, you know, so I'm just telling you what women want. They want bald guys. Preferably with Facebook hair. One of our Rumblers asks me, hey, Tara, are you going for the Anton Levy? Is it Levy? L-A-V-E-Y look? I had to look that up because I didn't know who that guy was. And I went, yeah, that's it. That's exactly. He's because, you know, I mean, you want to go chrome dome with the bald, right? You cannot halfway commit. Look up Matt Taibbi. That's how to do it wrong. No, look, this is my job. I am not your wife and I'm not your girlfriend. So I'm going to tell you what they will not tell you. This is part of the services I provide. Because they don't want, they love you. They don't want to hurt your feelings. Your sister, your mom. They're not going to say, oh, honey, your hair looks fine. It's an inch receded back. No, go for bald because women like bald. It's cool, but you got to rock it. You got to go all the way. Chrome dome, no half measures. And a little facial hair most men works. If there's no facial hair, it ends up unbalanced. They actually did an science study of this a couple years ago. So I had all the details for you. Because I'm a big believer in bald. I think it's sexy. I like it. Whether you chose, I mean, I'd be fine with a man going, you know what? I'm just going to shave my head. I have hair, but I'm just going to shave my hair. I'd be like, okay. Cool, I think it's hot. There's something kind of scary about a bald man, like slightly scary, a little bit edgy. And I like that. It's just, it's a look, okay? Oh my, Anton Levy. Dang. He's the founder of the Church of Satan, y'all. You just wanted me to read that on the air, didn't you? Oh, he passed. Well, we all know where he is. Burning in hell with that bald head of his. He looks kind of evil now that I see. But I do like, he did get the head part right. He got the hair part right. It's total shave. That's what I get for reading the Rumble line without doing all my research. All right, I'm not doing that again. Texture writes, Fetterman looks like Levy. What? Demon possessed? Has anyone seen Fetterman lately, by the way? Yeah, okay. See, Terry, he was a famous Satanist. Believe he founded the Church of Satan. Fabulous. Okay, let's move on. Elon Musk is saying that we need to put the pause on AI before we roll it out. I agree with that. AI is very scary. It is. It's scary. All right. What else do we need to do? By the way, have you heard this from Janet Yellen? I am convinced that the Democrat Party is trying to destroy our currency. I think that's why Joe Biden picked a fight with the only country on earth that has absolute veto power over the U.S.'s economic future anytime they want it, and that's Saudi Arabia. Look, for years, we had been urging Saudi Arabia, you know, go after the terrorists in your midst. Go after the Sunni Muslim jihadists. Because remember, Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11. And they wouldn't do it, and they wouldn't do it. And then we get the new prince, and he's all modern. He's like, okay, I'll go after him. I'm going to kill this guy over here. And the only people who are mad were radical liberals who love terrorists, like Joe Biden. And so Joe Biden wails on him. Well, I mean, Saudi Arabia can gut our dollar anytime they want. All they have to do is start selling oil for something other than dollars. And Saudi Arabia is also the de facto head of OPEC. I've been explaining this to you guys for years. So if we made them out, all they have to do is, one, stop accepting dollars in payment, which has been our agreement with them since the 70s, for oil. And our dollar's not going to be worth anything because nobody needs it to buy oil. It was always artificially pumped up. And Joe goes and does what? Picks the fight with the one country. Do you ever see those pictures of Barack Obama? He's bowing to the Saudis. Like literally physically bowing. Well, Donald Trump learned from that. And when he went to visit them, he didn't bow because that doesn't work. But he was very deferential. And you can see him leaning forward. He's not bowing, but he's making sure they get like, no, we have total respect. Why? Because you could wreck our economy at any time. And they are. So they've already cut a deal to do their trade in yuan with China. And now they say they're open to maybe other people buying their oil and selling their oil in other currencies. Why? Because Joe pissed him off. Why? Joe's mad they killed a terrorist. I say good for them. Kill some more. That's why we do it. What's wrong when they do it? Anyway, so we got all that going on. I think the reason Joe Biden floated a $7 trillion budget is to show the world and countries like Kenya that are dropping our currency and they're transacting in other currencies. And by the way, the Kenyan president warning his own people, drop the dollar. It's going to be useless. It's going to be worthless. Get rid of it. I think the only reason Joe Biden floated a $7 trillion budget so the world would know he intends to destroy the dollar. So you better not hold on to it. Go ahead. Do what Kenya's saying. Go ahead and do what the president of Kenya's saying. Drop the dollar. I'm convinced of it. So I got to dive into all that on the battleground this week because I am way behind. But Monica Crowley laid it out beautifully for us. And you know, what is going on right now? But the thing that is the most dangerous that is going on right now, the thing that if you see it, you need to do a bank run and get out of dollars. You need to do something. I don't even know what you need to do. Because Monica Crowley warned about this, and this is a problem. This is a problem. If the Saudis stop mandating that oil purchases be in dollars, we are in big trouble.
What happens if these emerging economies move away from the U.S. dollar towards the Chinese yuan?
It's really hard to overstate exactly how catastrophic the abandonment of the U.S. dollar would be. as the world's global reserve currency. Look, since the end of World War II, the dollar has been the safe place to go, and it's been backed up by a couple of things. It originally was backed up by gold, but President Nixon took us off the gold standard, so there's no hard asset backing up the dollar anymore for the last 50 years. But also, it's been backed up by the strength and economic power of the United States and the fact that oil has always been traded in dollars. If that were to end, that would mean the end of the U.S. dollar. Look, there is a perfect storm happening right now, Will. The world's reserve currency, being that having that status, has been a real privilege. But we've abused the privilege by wholly reckless monetary and fiscal policies over many years, certainly over the last couple of years, which has really devalued the dollar. On top of that, now you do have this perfect storm of Biden's weakness, his war on American domestic energy production, the Ukraine war, and as you point out, because of all of these things, we've got America's enemies led by China forming a new economic bloc. And all it would take at this point now, because we're at this pivotal moment, Will, is for Saudi Arabia, who has indicated that they're open to this, to say, you know what, we're going to be open to considering other currencies to trade in oil. If that were to happen, there would be a complete implosion of the global economic system, but certainly the American economic system. And if that were to happen, you'd be looking at sky-high inflation, just raging Weimar Republic kind of inflation. If you think inflation is bad now, just wait. But more importantly, we would lose our economic dominance and we would lose our superpower status.
That's it right there. And you know what's fascinating is CNN said the same thing this week. They sent Fareed Zakaria out to break the bad news. Here's the weird part about this, okay? Do you want to know what Donald Trump's last budget was, 2020? The last budget he did? It was $3.5 trillion. So Joe Biden just off the top is like, yeah, we'll do $7 trillion. Yeah, we'll do that. Double? You're doubling budgets now. You know we have to print or borrow more than half of that, right? What is he saying to central banks around the world that still have dollars? You better get rid of that dollar. They're going to annihilate that thing. I can't help but think most days it's on purpose. And the one thing you could save the dollar with, which is oil, we unleash our oil, we unleash our natural gas, we unleash our coal, and we sell it only in dollars. We could save ourselves that way. And what is the one thing the Democrats are taking off, putting off limits? Sorry, microphone fell out. What is the one thing the Democrats are putting off limits? Those things. And we know, Tucker Carlson just did a special on this, how they don't really believe in climate change. They don't care. They wouldn't jet around like they do. Is there another reason for it? You bet. Can't crash the currency if we're the world's number one supplier of energy and we sell it in dollars. It all comes together on the show. You'll see. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Great show as usual. Listened all the way from Pickens to Rocky Bottom and back. Used to be spotty, but now it's loud and clear. Isn't that cool? Now the Texter, oh, here we go. Tara, please read. We called our friend in Asheville at 5:50 this morning and told him to tune in. He's listening to you right now. Ah, that's cool. Well, welcome. Now the Texter writes, Tara, I survived cancer when I was 15 years old. Good. Fantastic. I did 2 years of chemo. I had a t-shirt that read, who needs hair with a body like this? And the Texter writes, I can hear you much better everywhere in Anderson now. Great move. Texter writes, my husband is balding, 5'7". And will never have an issue after I pass. Oh, he's 73. I get it. Okay. I have seen him in action and he doesn't know what he's doing. So funny. Well, maybe he's some woman's dream guy. You never know. Good morning, Tara. Great show as usual. Listen all the way from Pickens to Rocky Bay. I read that one right. Tara, I defy you to find a part of the Constitution that the federal government hasn't circumvented with illegal laws. Yeah, it's up to the states to challenge that. That's what the states were supposed to do. Our founders were very explicit about that. And we're just not doing our job, but we could. Texter writes, I won't let my husband shave his head, but I make him shave his face, except for his mustache. Love a good mustache. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Never do a comb over. That is tacky, Texter writes. Another Texter writes, I'm a local truck driver going to test your signal today, going to Elberton, Georgia. Let us know tomorrow. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Okay. I want to read this one, too. I just got this one with an email. This is about the second phase of the trans bill in California, which says if your child tells a school counselor, mom won't use my pronouns, mom won't let me dress as the opposite gender, mom won't use my new name I've given myself, or mom won't give me the puberty blockers, which can cause me to be sterile, and I'm 12, and you tell the guidance counselor at school that is all DSS needs to take you. Take the kid. If the parent will not affirm the gender, that is considered abuse and categorized as abuse in the same way like physical abuse would be in this bill in California. And the mom talking about it, who's trying to stop it, says this is a kidnap bill. Oh, yeah, it's absolutely a kidnap bill. It's where they're going. They want parents to be afraid in their own homes of speaking around their children because their children might turn them in. This was always where we were going with this. Next phase, by the way, is going to be mom and dad make me go to a church that won't affirm my gender identity. You wait. This is a great point on that. I just got an email. Parents are going to have to pull their kids out of public schools. Yes, they are in these areas. And I'm not sure they can even have neighborhood childhood friends because those children, neighbors, may be woke, brainwashed by their parents. You're right. You see, your kid says the wrong thing to a childhood neighbor, and before you know it, DSS in your front driveway. That's a great point. Yeah, you're going to have to move. You can't live there. They're not livable. Texter writes, wow, Tara, you must have a small ad budget if you can only get one shirt. Well, I like to view them as highly exclusive, only for the important people. I'm just kidding. No, I'm going to have to ask management to print more because everybody's asking for these T-shirts. They are fashionable. You can see mine on rumble.com, my channel, Tara Servatius. Have a great rest of the day.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.